required in compliance with all applicable provisions of the Taney County zoning regulations. So we were down here in the bottom part of the screen, but we've moved up the hill. So, yeah, this is in Emerald Point subdivision.
Same neck of the woods.
And pretty close.
Have you ever been skiing before? This is a helpful experience.
So we've had some variances in there, and the road surface in these seemed to drift. And he has pins, and I'll show you a picture. And I measured that that pin is 20 feet from the pavement edge in. And that's 7 feet more than if they'd centered the road in the right of way. So,
how does your measurements compare to the neighbor? That's already there.
I think they'd be the same.
Yeah.
That's
what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's. So here's your property pin, and then you measure out, and then I've got some pictures. And that property pin's over here, but this kind of shows your slope.
That doesn't even give it justice.
No, it doesn't. I haven't been able to ever.
It's not do it justice.
Okay. Give us just a second. You'll have an opportunity in just a second.
But, yeah, you can see where this is, and I tried to measure. I think that one, I mean, the best I can tell, I went and pulled the permit, and it said 25, so the builder just didn't build it at 25. He said he was going to, and we checked it, and it was going to be, and it ended up not being. So, but here's our location. There's been three other variances by this board approved, 5-foot one here. A 10-foot one here, and right next to it was a 13-foot. And these two, I know for sure that road is the same. It was uphill and pushed away. It's short distance on that north side, but it was a long distance to the property line on the south side.
And those weren't even on dead ends, were they?
No.
Is that road surface fairly the same down through that neighborhood on that side? I know some of the roads are narrower.
That one's not just super wide.
That's what I was thinking.
But it's just a few homes.
If it widens, we're still going to be 70.
Oh, yeah. There's a cul-de-sac just past this. It's not a through road.
It's a dead end, yeah.
I'll show you. And you may have looked at it.
A few lots down.
Yep. With that, I'd let the applicant come up and add anything.
Good evening. My name is Christian Corley from Botno, North Dakota. And you probably already know where that is, but center of North Dakota, 15 miles from Canada, so I'm so happy to be here. Mm-hmm. Thanks for requiring me to be here. I told my wife I was required to be here. So you've seen the property. When we excavated, the builder excavated it, and you just don't know what's going to happen until you get it pulled back. But the builder said it's going to be impossible to do it. I don't know if anything's impossible, but it's pretty tricky. It does look like a lot of people have variances. We were thinking about doing a 5-foot, but our current house in North Dakota is really close to the road, so we try to keep that. We think that 10-foot, that last 5 foot, is really probably not going to help us a lot on the impossible side, but definitely 10 feet is going to be required.
Do you have any idea that if you were approved of the 10-foot, your back corners, how tall of a foundation do you still have to build in order to meet?
I think it's like it's at least 19 feet. It's probably going to be maybe a little higher than that.
Would it have been considerably higher than that if you stuck with the original setbacks?
Absolutely.
Okay. How do we make sure that it is put in the right location and not like the neighbor and you just, hey, we're going to
holler at us when they start
we just
kind of set and dig a footing, maybe set your pins where you're going to put it. Holler at us before you pour concrete.
We're big rule followers.
Yeah.
We'll absolutely keep you apprised of that. And we didn't really want to say anything, but since you brought it up, we are aware that other people have just built stuff. Kind of like the last, you know, some people do the kind of the right thing, and that's what we do.
Well, we really don't have a way to monitor that.
Because we don't do inspections. We don't have a building code, so we don't go out and look. We could request that he call when they
on the approval.
Decide where they're just going to put it.
So we can note that on the approval.
Sure.
Yeah. Has the permit already been issued?
No, we can't issue a permit for that location.
Until the variance committee, right. And I would tell you, we actually used to own piece of property over in Lampe. And at that time, we were going to build a deck. And so I called the Army Corps engineer. I said, so can we go to our pin or can we cantilever over? And he said, just don't make your neighbor mad. And I go, no, I want to know what the rule is.
Oh, goodness.
He said, and he said, just don't, if you, you build whatever you want, but if your neighbor gets mad at you, then he'll call us. I said, no, I just tell me what, I just want to follow the rules. So that's
that,
what we did.
That has changed.
Yeah, thank goodness.
That has changed a lot.
Has it? Okay. That, this was, we sold that place in 2004, so it's been a long time.
So I just have a quick question. According to the site map of your project, it's really your northeast corner that's 10 foot. So your northwest corner is actually quite a bit more. Is that correct?
Or I should have mentioned that. I'm sorry. Yeah, the other side of it. Do you have that by chance, what I gave you originally? I think it's like...
Drawing? It's in the package.
Yeah, we have it.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
So in the back, it should show, I think it's, maybe it's 17 feet. I mean, it's only that one corner that's 10 feet. The other side, I think it's 17?
14.
It's a 14. Thank you. And again, off the road itself is, I mean, it's consider that measurement's in there as well. It's considerable. On a cul-de-sac, so probably not a lot of emergency vehicles coming through, but there would be plenty of clearance, I believe.
Okay.
Probably in line with the neighbor.
Exactly.
Now, didn't you say the pin was 22 foot from the road surface?
That's not accurate now, yeah.
21, 22, 20. It's right there, 22.
Yeah.
So it's 12, and then a 10-foot setback would be 22 foot on that one side.
Yeah.
The other side.
Okay.
And the trash trucks come through there. You're right, it's probably not the most widest road. Our roads up there are 40 foot wide because you have to have a snow lane. It's crazy. But the trash trucks have come through and didn't seem to be any overhang at all.
I think there's only... like two houses past this end. Right?
There's only one.
One on the right hand.
And I think that's the end. I'm pretty sure.
Well, there's one more lot past the one house that's finished, and then another lot, but not to say they come in from above.
And I'm wondering if the neighbors don't own that, we'll never build. I don't know, but you never know.
Okay. Somebody else might.
They could. A kid or kids of kids of kids. Sure.
Well, most of the ones that we've approved weren't on dead ends. They were on roads that people had to drive daily. They had multiple cars that drove by. So, worst case scenario, there's a couple more cars that get added if somebody else
there's be two more houses that could get built.
Worst case. So.
But we can't change the house that's existing, and this one's going to be just like it. So.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. All right. You guys have any more questions for him?
No problem.
Okay.
Thank you very much for your time.
Yep. Is there anybody else that'd like to speak on behalf or? Hey, I'm just making sure. Maybe some in the hallway. We are on mic.
Okay with you.
Okay, no one else to speak? We're going to close this for discussion.
Looks I have pretty, no issue with it.
Looks pretty cut and dry. Somebody want to make a motion?
In the 23-008 variance, because of the topography of the lot and the inability to build without the variance, I would recommend that we approve the variance.
Perfect. Thank you.
I will second that.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right.
5-0.
Thanks for your good spirits and patience.
Yes.
All right, so let's move forward. We have no more, so let's talk about any old or new business we might have, Scott.
I do not have any.
Well, I guess
you have a couple. I think you have one appeal next month and one variance to this point, our deadline, and then, of course, your two rehearing reconsiderations will be on there first. And deadline is next week. So.
Okay. Well, somebody like to make a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.